The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Exactly 1 year ago to the day, the Kansas State High School Activities Association made the decision to cancel state tournaments for the Valley Heights girls. It was heartbreak. This year, they started the season looking to get back to Grambling Coliseum in the Class 2A state tournament. Tonight, the Mustangs continue their journey in Class 2A as in the semifinals of the 2A state tournament, Valley Heights goes up against the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman taking care of us back at our studios. Johnny Kane here, courtside at Bramblage Coliseum. Valley Heights and St. Mary's Colgan, the second semifinal here in Class 2A on the girls' side. Sterling has already moved on to the championship game. That'll be tomorrow at 6 o'clock after a 69-52 win over Garden Plain earlier today at the 3 o'clock game. Now we're getting set for Valley Heights and Colgan here tonight in the second semifinal to find out who will play for a 2A state championship. Looking at our matchup, we'll start with the Valley Heights Mustangs that are 6th-year head coach Jordan Brockstrom. They are 21-1, making their 13th appearance here at state. This is the fourth Final Four appearance for the Mustangs. They've gone to the championship game twice. The last time was just 2 years ago in 2018 when they ran into the juggernaut that is Central Plains. And they're coming off a 60-44 victory over Waubunsee on Tuesday. It was really a game that Valley Heights just got out to a 15-2 lead and dominated for the most part of that game and had a double-digit lead throughout that contest. Cat Turber led the way with 15 points. Emma Youngerberg and Elena Merck each had 13. So for the Mustangs, they are 21-1 here coming into this semifinal contest. The opponent, Pittsburgh Colgan. The Panthers, under a 10th-year head coach, Abby Farabi, she is making her 7th appearance here at state in her 10 years coaching for the Panthers. They are 18-3 overall. This is the 14th appearance overall for the Panthers, their first Final Four. They've been here a lot recently, 7 times in the last 10 years. 2014, 15, 16, 17, 18, and last year for the Panthers, who lost in the opening round to Spearville, 55-41. So it's kind of crazy you look at it. Colgan, they've been here now 14 times. It's the first time they have made it here to the Final Four, but they have won 6 consecutive games. They beat Berean Academy 41-34 in a hard-fought game on Tuesday night. So Colgan, they're a team that probably matches up the best we've seen for Valley Heights here this year. They have quite a bit of size. So it should be a pretty even matchup and a fun matchup here tonight between two teams that have good size and also good guard play as well and a couple of freshmen that are really good for both sides. So with that, we're going to step aside. We'll come back. We'll do a pregame timeout, and then we'll hear from head coach Jordan Brockstrom, the Valley Heights Mustangs, as our pregame show continues. For 92.1 KMZA, it's the Class 2A state tournament on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Midwest's best prime rib is just a stone throw away every Friday and Saturday night. Head down to Boomer's Steakhouse to thrill your taste buds with exceptional food and excite your night with their friendly atmosphere. Boomer's is your date night destination with access to our outdoor patio and full bar. Also, your lunch hour lounge with comfortable indoor seating and daily lunch specials. Don't waste another minute. Come down to Boomer's Steakhouse, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night, 4th and Colorado, in Holton.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Welcome back inside our Boomer Steakhouse pregame show as we're getting set for the semifinals of the Class 2A Girls State Tournament here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now, Jordan Brockstrom, head coach of the Valley Heights Girls. And, well, coach, you're back at the semifinals for the second consecutive year, although this year you're actually going to get to play. Last year, obviously, the tournament cut short, coming off a really good win on Tuesday over Waubunsee in the opening round, 60-44. We'll start with that, coach. Going back to that win on Tuesday, your girls just got off to a fast start, and to be quite honest, pretty much dominated that game from start to finish. You had to be happy with what you saw.
Yeah, I was really pleased with it. The girls came out with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of good competitive energy, and we jumped on them quick and maybe had them a little bit stunned from the get-go. And then I think Waubunsee settled into the game nicely after that, but probably for them it was too much of a deficit. they still clawed their way and fought in the game. And their post, Warren Sutter, was a great player. And anytime you have a great player like that, the team's still going to continue to be a threat throughout the entirety of the game. But I was pleased with how our girls came out. They were just excited. I think, it's neat to host a first round state game, but it's still not what we wanted. We still want to play at Bramlage, even if that means winning another one. So I think that was added fuel to the fire for the girls.
Yeah, and really when you look at things, you had big contributions throughout that entire game there on Tuesday night. Delana Merck, she got you off to a really good start there as a freshman, scoring 13 points there in the first half. Obviously, everybody knows she injured her knee there in the second half and likely won't be available here coming up tonight or also even tomorrow if your girls can happen to win this game. So how big of a loss is that just for your girls from just the fact that, she had been playing really good basketball and confident basketball?
Yeah, that's a huge one. Delana had turned into a really, really impressive player. And when you watch her play, she didn't play like a freshman. I mean, she has really good instincts. She shoots when she's open confidently. She was attacking the ball, attacking the hoop when she saw an open lane. She rebounds well. She can defend a post. She can defend a quick guard. She's a very well-rounded player. So, and she takes pressure off of some of our other girls. So, not having her in a game, it hurts bad. But, you can't dwell on things like that at this point in the year. It's kind of got to be next man up a little bit and put somebody right into the rotation. So we're going to turn to Maggie Turber to step into the starting lineup more than likely. And she's a very capable player that's kind of provided some of the same things that Delana has for us. So those freshmen have really developed here in the last couple months. And, it's going to take somebody to step up at the state level, and that's what we're leaning on.
I know earlier on Tuesday there after the game, we talked in our post-game interview just about, the importance of getting back to Bramlage and being able to play here now. Winning that first-round game was so big. How crucial was that just for your girls just wanting to get back to Bramlage now having a chance to play at K-State?
I think for us it's important for to continue as a program builder. We have juniors and seniors that played on that floor last year. But just one game. It should have been three, but just one. And then you've got these young girls that maybe went to that game and watched from the stands, but they're wanting to get on the floor themselves. So you want those young kids to get a taste of it, to see how exciting it is and to experience the environment. And then hopefully that makes them hungry and makes them want to come back year after year after year. So to me as a coach and for our program, I think it's kind of a culture program builder that we wanted them to get a taste of.
And you look ahead here to your opening round or your semifinal matchup tonight. You'll have St. Mary's Colgan, obviously a very storied program. They're making their 14th appearance here at state. They are only making their first Final Four, but you look at what they've done. They've made state six times in the past 8 years after being there last year as well. So you're going to have a tough matchup here tonight. Just what do you look at here with the Panthers?
They're a very athletic team. They kind of like to do some things that we like to do as well. They like to speed teams up and play really aggressive man-to-man defense. And they've got some good depth, and they were at state last year. I know you said that they're pretty much at state every year, honestly. But we saw them play last year, and last year they had that same grit and scrappiness, but they were just a year younger. And I think the year of growth for their team has really helped them a lot in terms of confidence. And you can, based on what I've seen on film, you can see that it's very apparent. They've beaten really good teams, and their few losses are to really great teams. So. But, that's the kind of level of competition you're going to play when you make it to the state tournament. No matter who you come up against, they're going to be good teams. And there's nothing easy and nothing's handed to you. So we expect a dog fight, and hopefully we can come out on top.
I know you want your girls to enjoy this experience here in the semifinals here at state playing at Bramlage, but is it also kind of one of those things where your girls look at it as, they got to go in there and take care of business? It's more of a business trip and not necessarily just trying to have a good time, although you are going to still have a good time?
I think that. We definitely want to win a game because, this year's unique in the sense that they don't have a third-place game. So if you lose tomorrow, you're done. If you lose Friday, you're done. You lose – then if you win that game, you play another. So we're wanting to play two more games. And I think that's continued motivation for our girls to finish out the entirety of the season. In their minds, I think that's two more games.
Well, Coach, with that, thank you for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Jordan Broxterman, head coach of the Valley Heights girls, joining us on our pregame show. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll look at starters and then get the ball game underway here in the Class 2A State Tournament on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition, Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Community Express Banking has partnered with Zelle to offer our customers a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to friends, family, and people they trust. Use Zelle, which is included in our online and mobile banking experiences, to send money directly from your account to theirs, typically in minutes, with both users are already enrolled. This is how money moves. Community National Bank, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC, available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Boomer's Steakhouse and Catering, home of the Midwest's best prime rib, every Friday and Saturday night.
Welcome back inside Bramblage Coliseum here on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan. Except for the semifinals of the Class 2A Girls State Tournament. Here on 92.1 KMZA, Johnny came back with you courtside. We already have one semifinal winner today. Sterling will play for the 2A state title coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock after a 69-52 win over Garden Plain. Now our second semifinal, the Valley Heights Mustangs. Our six-year head coach, Jordan Broxterman, will take on the St. Mary's Colgan Panthers under head coach Abby Farabi in her 10th season. So, looking at our matchup tonight, we talked a little bit about it earlier, and you heard from Coach Broxterman talking about what his girls are going to face here tonight. It's going to be a very lengthy Panther team, and not necessarily the biggest team as far as you would say size goes, but height-wise, you do got quite a bit of it. One of them will be in the starting lineup. That's 6'1" sophomore Lauren Torrance. She is a true 6'1". You know, sometimes you get a program and the height maybe fibbed a little bit. No, Torrance is a true 6'1", and she will be a definite problem for Valley Heights on the inside. But Valley Heights is one of the best post players in the entire state. And Emma Youngerberg, she has been great all season long for the Mustangs. So with that, let's get to the starting lineups for the Colgan Panthers that are starting to do the introduction here inside of Bramblage. They also already have the national anthem as well. So we're just going to have the teams be announced and then we'll be set to go. With Colgan, under 10th year head coach Abby Farabi, 5'7" senior Caitlin Crossland, 6'1" sophomore Lauren Torrance, 5'9" senior Riley Root, 5'5" junior Lauren Yagmore, and 6' freshman Lily Brown. Look at the Panthers. Brown, the freshman, she's only come on in the last 10 games. She averages 7.9 points on the year, but she's averaging over 12 points in the last 10 games. That's really the only 10 games she's played all year. She has inserted herself into the starting lineup. She is going to be a tough guard for the Mustangs here tonight. And you also look at this Colgan team. Caitlin Crossland averages 10 points a game. Lauren Torrance, she's 13.5 points a game. So both of those players in double figures. Yagmore averages about 7 a night for the Colgan Panthers. Meanwhile, for Valley Heights, and sixth-year head coach Jordan Broxterman, a little bit of a change in the starting lineup tonight. That's because of Delana Merck, the freshman, hurting her knee there on Tuesday night against Wapuntsie. There was thought that she wouldn't even be able to suit up for this tournament, and all of a sudden, the other day, Coach Broxterman sent me a text and said, Delana Merck, she is not going to go down like that. She has got a brace on her right knee. She will possibly get into the ball game here tonight if things shape up perfectly for the Mustangs. But she will not start. And the starting lineup will look like this. A 5'6 junior, Kat Turber. 5'8 freshman, Maggie Turber. 5'9 junior Maddie Vermetten, 5'9 senior Emma Turber, and 6' junior Emma Youngerberg. So again, for the Mustangs, Kat, Maggie, Vermetten, Emma, and Youngerberg, the starting five for Valley Heights here tonight. The Mustangs in their home white uniforms, purple numerals trimmed in black. They will go from left to right in this first half. Pitt Colgan in their road blue uniforms, white numerals trimmed in black. They will go from right to left. So both teams getting their final instructions from their head coaches, and we are set to go. The right to play Sterling for the 2A state championship tomorrow night on the line here in Brambridge Coliseum. Sterling again a 69-52 win over Garden Plate earlier today. The championship game tomorrow will be after the boys game, actually. It will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. If Valley Heights makes it, is again in a game we'll have here on 92.1 KMZA. So Colgan will start with a basketball. Get in their road blues. They'll go from right to left. It'll be Crossland to trigger it in. And she'll get it up on top to Yagmore, and we're underway. Valley Heights, as I always do, starts in a man-to-man. They want to put a lot of pressure on Colgan. Crossland out on top. Dribble spins against Vermetten. Dribbles all the way to the corner. Hands it out to the right wing to Brown. This is the freshman seeing her first action. Gets it back to Crossland out of the wing. Dribbles inside. Gets to the middle of the lane. Scoops the ball inside to Brown. Dribbles once. Nearly traveled. Now kicks it into the corner, and here's Torrance. Back off left wing to Riley Root. She'll spin, face up, kick it back on top to Crossland. Valley Heights with a great start defensively here in this game. Yagmore now between the rings, 30 seconds into the first quarter. Brown at the free throw line, faces up on Emma Turber. Now here's Torrance for a left wing three. It's too strong, but an offensive rebound is yanked away by Root. That's stolen away by Emma Turber. She falls to the floor, ball loose, and it's picked up by Kat Turber. So Valley Heights will have their opening possession. 50 seconds in the quarter number one. Maddie Vermetten dribbles inside, flicks it inside to Emma Youngerberg. She catches, goes up strong, missed it, got it back, goes up again, missed it again. And the long rebound is going to be tracked down by Maddie Vermetten. Now Emma Turber to the baseline, spins, flicks up a shot off the window. It's no good. Another offensive rebound for Valley Heights, but this time we'll get a jump ball. But on the possession arrow, Valley Heights will keep it. Three good looks on the inside. Valley Heights couldn't convert. They had four or five of those on Tuesday where they had shots right inside the basket and couldn't convert. Emma Turber out on the right wing. Looks it up on top. Hands it off to Kat Colgan in a man-to-man. 6:45 to go opening quarter. No score. Maddie Vermetten back on top. Now Colgan in a 2-3 zone. Kat Turber left corner three is airballed long. Offensive rebound, though, for Maddie Vermetten. She'll spin. Kick it back out on top to Kat. Backs it back out. And out of the right wing, here's Maddie. Vermetten looking inside. Nothing there. Now Youngerberg out on top. Inside to Emma Turber. Catches at the foul line. Flicks it back right side to Vermetten. She'll flick in the middle of the lane now to Maggie Turber. Trying to feed it inside to Emma Turber, but it's kicked out of bounds by Colgan, and it will be Valley Heights basketball. A little different this year inside of Bramblers. They typically have curtains behind the backboards to kind of cover up the ends of the floor, but not this year. They're going to leave everything open. Now another missed shot. Youngerberg got the offensive rebound, but she traveled. Valley Heights had five good looks inside of 6 feet on their opening possession, but nothing to show for it. Now they're going to show full court pressure. 6:15 to go in the first. Now Vermetten, a steal and a layup. Colgan turns it over for the second time, and Maddie Vermetten turns it into points. 2-0 Mustangs, 2 minutes into the game. Crossland breaks the pressure this time, dribbles into the left corner, now to the left elbow. Back out. Switching is Youngerberg and Vermetten. Vermetten will come back on Crossland. Now Young, there's Brown at the foul line. Faces up on Emma. Back right side of the floor to Miagmore. She'll dribble the free throw line, pick it up, get it off to Torrance. Now right side of the floor to Root. She'll put up a three. It's too strong. Rebound yanked down by the freshman Brown. Gets it back and flips it up to Root, who puts it off the window and in. Riley Root has the first points of the night for Colgan. We're tying at 2, 5:35 to go in the opening frame. Colgan now in a man-to-man. Maddie Vermetten on the right wing. Dribbles off to the elbow, all the way inside. Scoop shot off the window is no good. Fight for the rebound. Youngerberg's got another one. Kat Turber, straight away, triple, in and out. Rebound tapped around. It's still loose, and again, it's going to be tapped out. Emma Turber tries to save it, but she goes flying into the scores table, and it will be Colgan basketball. Great hustle by Emma Turber, but it will be Panther basketball. 5:17 to go in the first, and again, Valley Heights showing pressure. She gets into the front court to Torrance. She'll dribble up the timeline. A lot of contact now. Crossland kicks into the corner, but nobody there. Out of bounds, a third turnover for Colgan, and Valley Heights will have it back. Now Colgan going to show some pressure. Kat Turber looking to get it in. Keys it into the backcourt to Vermetten on the right wing. A double team comes. She dribbles through it. She'll dribble it across the timeline. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. We're tied at two. Cat server up on top. Flicks to the left wing to Maggie. The freshman dribbles in the middle of the lane. Kicks to right side to Maddie Vermette. A wide open three. It's short. Long rebound though to Maggie in the corner. Another offensive rebound. Youngerberg nearly travels, and she did again. Second turnover for the Mustangs. So Colgan will have it back. Coach Proxman takes down his mask and tells his girls, we're fine. No worries. Tied at two. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Torrance into the front court. Flicks it down low, but the ball's going to be knocked free. It's going to be picked up by Emma Turpin, but she's stepping on the baseline. So a lot of pressure here by Valley Heights early. Forced a lot of issues for Colgan. The Panthers will have it. Baseline out of bounds. As it will be Yangmore who will toss it in. Out to Torrance, right of the head of the circle. Left wing now to Root. Back inside. Brown wide open, lays it up and in from the left hand. First points of the night for Lily Brown. Again, is averaging 12 points a game in her last 10 contests. And Colgan leads for the first time, 4-2, 4:28 to go in the first quarter. Youngerberg, top of the key, feeds the right side to Maddie Vermetten. Maggie Turber cuts through the lane, they don't get it to her, and now back to Maddie Vermetten on the right wing. Here's Cat between the rings, guarded by Crossland. Dribbles with the right hand, crosses over. Now Maggie on the right wing. She'll cross over, gets to the elbow, now spin to the baseline, feed inside to Emma Turber, who gets hit on the arm and fouled. Great move by the freshman Maggie Turber. She's seeing her first start of the year, and she sets up Emma Turber, who will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. Emma has struggled from the free throw line this season, 38%. She was one of two from the line on Tuesday, and she buries the first free throw here. Valley Heights with the rare three sisters in the starting lineup. Kat, Maggie, and Emma. She misses the second, but another offensive rebound. This is Youngerberg. Flicks it back out on top to Kat. Now Maggie back in the middle of the lane. Tries to flick it inside to Youngerberg. She catches, goes up strong, didn't get it. And the rebound will go to Torrance of Colgan. 4-3 Panthers, 3:55 to go in the opening frame. Pass down low to Brown. Back out, Crossland. Thought about a three. Kicks it cross court to the left side of Torrance. Now Rue back in the left corner to Torrance. Youngerberg giving her a ton of space, and now Crossland leads it to the right corner to Yagmore. Neither team has made a substitution yet. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Yagmore on the right wing, gets the screen, rejects it, dribbles inside, feeds it off to Brown, who lost it out of bounds. And it's going to be Colgan basketball. Yagmore will trigger it in from the left side of the baseline. 3:25 to go. Yagmore still looking to get it in. Still looking. Finally has to flick it out on top to Crossland, but she traveled. That'll be turnover number four for the Panthers. Both teams look gassed right now. We've had such a quick start to this game. Colgan again going to show pressure in the backcourt. Maggie Turber with the basketball. She'll break the pressure. Now stop. Take it back off the Cat. And they're going to call a travel on Valley Heights. Third turnover. And Colgan will have it back in midcourt with 3:20 to go, leading 4-3. Yagmore across the timeline, rejects the screen from Root and gives it off to Crossland, who dribbles out on top. Valley Heights still in a man-to-man. Crossland gets a screen, flicks it off to Brown. She nearly traveled with the basketball. She'll dribble to the elbow, pick up her dribble, and back to Crossland out on top. They're daring her to shoot the basketball. Maddie Vermetten is giving her 6 feet at least. And now Yagmore drives to the baseline. They're going to get a foul on the baseline against the Valley Heights. This will be team foul number two. I think that was on Cat. But nonetheless, it's just team foul number one. Colgan with the basketball is under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, leading 4-3. Crossland between the rings, dribbles with the right hand of the wing. Guarded by Maddie Vermetten, flicks into the corner to Torrance. Back on top. Here's Yagmore, guarded by Abigail Steinford, who just checked in for Valley Heights. A 5'5 junior. Crossland crosses over the foul line, steps back, feeds the left elbow to Brown. She'll try a jumper. It's good. Second field goal for Lily Brown. She's got four. And it's 6-3. Colgan leads, 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Maddie Vermetten breaks the pressure, gets it to Steinford, who kicks the left side to Cat. Colgan back to a man-to-man. Steinford out on top, dribbles to the right wing, flicks it into the corner to Emma Turber. Download to Maddie. Emma Youngerberg. She catches, gets double teamed. Flicks it out to Emma. Extra pass, Cat. Now to the baseline. Maddie on the left side. She'll drive in, go up and under, and lay it in off the window. 4 points for Maddie Vermenton, and it's 6-5, and now Colgan turns it over. The fifth turnover by the Panthers here in quarter number one, and Valley Heights will have it back with a chance to take the lead with 1:57 to go. Maddie Vermenton across the timeline, dribbles out on top, flicks it right side to Steinfurt. Emma Turber wants the basketball, they miss her, and now here's Cat between the rings. Vermenton inside Youngerberg, she catches, spins, goes up, her shot's too strong. Rebound to Torrance to pick Colgan. Here come the Panthers pushing quickly. Brown, extra pass up ahead, Crossland. Her left-hand layup is good. First point of the night for Caitlin Crossland. And it's 8-5, pick Colgan. 90 seconds to go in the first. Steinfurt across the timeline against the pressure, gets it off to Vermenton. Maddie crosses over, flicks it into the corner, Emma Turber, and then it's knocked out of bounds by Riley Root. So we're going to bring in another sub. This will be Emily Imhoff, a 5'7 junior, coming in for the first time. 1:19 to go in the first. Valley Heights down 8-5. Mustangs with the basketball. Cat Turber out on top. To the baseline, Emma Youngerberg backs down and lays it up and in off the window. First basket of the night for Emma Youngerberg on a nice feed from Cat. And it's 8-7 Colgan, 1:05 to go. And now another near turnover. Imhoff to the left baseline. Torrance, a jumper off the window. Good contest by Emma Turber, where they're going to get a foul underneath. I think it's going to be on Steinfurt trying to box out. Actually, they're going to call it on Cat. That'll be just the first on Cat. Now a ball inside. Ball stocked free by Emma Turber, but it's back into the hands of Colgan. Crossing out in the right corner. Colgan moving from right to left. Crossen still with the basketball in the right corner. Dribbles with the left hand as we're under 45 ticks to go in the first. Crossen now in trouble. Feeds it inside of the baseline. Back out Crossen in the corner. Torrance calling for it. They try to throw it to her inside. It's into the hands of Brown. She'll put up a jumper and rattle it home. Right place, right time for Lily Brown. She's got 6 of the 10 for Pitt Colgan here in the first quarter. 10-7. The Panthers lead. We've got 25 ticks to go. Emma Turber, baseline jumpers, airballed long, but it's an offensive rebound for Emma Youngerberg. 21 seconds now, and it'll be Cat Turber to dribble back out on the Power Cat logo near center court. Cat dribbles to the right wing, stops, feeds it inside of Emma. Nearly traveled up on top. Emma Turber straightaway triple is wide right. Offensive rebound is going to be tapped around, and actually it's going to be picked away by Colgan. 2 seconds to go. Yagmore at midcourt won't get a shot off, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. High-paced first quarter in the book. One quarter down, it's Pitt Colgan 10, Valley Heights 7. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size, can't find, standard door, won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber and Seneca help you with a new Gherkin storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gherkin? Gherkin Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gherkin offers 3 storm door categories, Classic, Uniquely Yours, and Cabrio. All doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gherkin.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gherkin storm door. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your Rain and Hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
So the second quarter, 10-7 our score. Pitt Colgan leads Valley Heights. So we're under a minute. We start the second quarter. Valley Heights going to go to a zone, something we don't see very often from the Mustangs. They're going to go to a zone right now. Crossing out on top. They're going to get an illegal screen called away on Torrance. That will be her first, second team foul, whistle against Colgan. So Valley Heights will have it in the backcourt. We're going to get the pressure of Maggie Turber back into the game. Emma Turber's going to take a seat. Maggie Turber quickly breaks the pressure by herself, kicks it back to her sister Cattle on the left front court. Colgan still in a man-to-man in the left corner. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Maddie Vermetten, and that'll be turnover number 4 on the Mustangs. Delana Merck, the freshman, still on the sideline for Valley Heights. She's over there working her knee, standing up, trying to make sure it's good and loose if her number gets called in this game. Yagmore right at the head of the circle. Flicks it left side of the floor to Crossland. Crossland gets a screen, shoots it into the corner. Here's a three by Imhoff. It's wide right. Rebound, though, is going to be yanked away by Crossland, and she'll kick it back on top to Yagmore. Crossland again left of the head of the circle. Gets a screen from Torrance. Dribbles to the right side, gets it off to Yagmore, and she'll back it back out. 1 minute into quarter number 2, Pitt Colgan with a 10-7 lead. Yagmore, back left side, Crossland gets all the way inside. Her shot is going to be blocked away by Youngerberger. They're going to call a foul, and it will send Caitlin Crossland to the free throw line for 2 free throws. So that'll be on Youngerberger. That'll be her first. They'll send Crossland to the free throw line, who's 69% on the year, and she calmly drains the first. Goldie Brown back into the game for Pitt Colgan. She'll replace Torrance. And one more free throw coming for Caitlin Crossland, the 5'7 senior. Second free throw deadens off the back of the rim and falls through, so she's got 4. And it's 12-7 Pitt Colgan, 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Maggie Torber kicks it back out on top to Cat. She'll dribble to the baseline, flick it down low to Maddie. She gets double teamed. Spins, has the ball poked out of bounds by Yagmore, and it will stay with Valley Heights. Maggie Turber now will trigger it in from the baseline. Gets it into Maddie Vermetten. Back out to Turber. Here's Cat, a white right wing three. It's good. First points of the night for Cat Turber. She's got 3 in the game. And it's 12-10 Pitt Colgan, 6:25 to go in the half. I'm off in the right corner. Valley Heights stays in his zone. Crossland left to the front court. Emma Turber set to check into the next dead ball. Crossland drives in, flicks it back right side to Imhoff. A wide open, high arcing three is buried. First point of the night for Emily Imhoff. It's 15-10 Pitt Colgan, 6 minutes to go in the half. Maggie Turber at the free throw line. Back out Cat, top of the key three. It might have been tipped. It goes out of bounds. And they're going to say instead it is Colgan basketball. They're going to say it was just airballed by Cat Turber. I thought it might have been partially tipped, but instead it's going to be Colgan basketball. And here's Delana Merck into the game for the first time. Merck, a 5'8 freshman, seeing her first action. It'll be interesting to see how she does with that knee brace all over that right knee. So Youngerberg comes out. And Colgan with the basketball, 5:45 to go in the half, leading 15-10. Cross the left of the head of the circle. Flicks it right side to Yagmore. Now into the right corner to Root. Here's a three by Yagmore. It's banked in from the right wing. The bank is open for Lauren Yagmore. Her first points of the night. It's now an 8-point lead for Colgan. Merck in the left corner. Kicks it back to the left wing to Maggie Turber. Now Cat out on top. Here's Merck in the corner. A wide open triple. It's short. Rebound tipped around and taken away by Torrance of Colgan. Torrance into the front court. Flicks it off Yangmore. Still vital stretch in this game here for Valley Heights. Crossland up on top, and she gets... No, they're going to call travel. Good defense by Maggie Turber to jump that screen and force Crossland to travel with a basketball. That is turnover number 6 for the Panthers. So Valley Heights down by 8. We'll have the basketball back as we are coming up on 5 minutes to go in the first half. Chad Turber dribbles with the left hand to the left wing. Flicks it up on top to Merck. Right side of the floor, Maggie. Looking inside for Emma Turber. She wanted it. They don't get it to her. Now Cat. Left baseline to Maddie Vermetten. Merck back out on top. She'll drive in and she travels. Kind of a tough spot for Merck. Hasn't played since that injury on Tuesday. Trying to come in and just find her footing a little bit. And here's Emma Youngerberg right back into the game. Throw a plate. Maggie Turber. So it'll be Emma Youngerberg, Emma Turber, Delana Merck, Maddie Vermetten, and Kat Turber. Torrance on the left wing. Back between the rings across to Yagmore. Valley Heights stays in a 2-3. Yagmore has the ball tipped free by Cat, gets it back, and out of the left wing to Rue. Yagmore again out on top, dribbles to the wing, nearly traveled. Crossland, a wide open corner three, book it. 7 for Caitlin Crossland, and the lead is 11 for the Panthers with 4:25 to go here in quarter number 2. Cat gets inside, nice pass, Emma Turber, her layup off the window is good. 3 for Emma Turber, it's 21-12, Pick Colgan, 4:14 to go. And now a near steal, ball stolen away by Cat. 3-on-2, Cat drives in, stops, kicks it inside, the ball is going to be knocked free. Now Emma Youngerberg, back to Cat, right wing, 3-pointer, short. Long rebound, tracked down in the corner by Crossland, and she'll bring it the other way for the Panthers. Under 4 minutes to go. Colgan the other way, wide open layup is good by Brown. And Coach Proximan is not going to use a timeout. I thought he did, and now he will. Yeah, he went once, a full timeout. Brown with 8, and Coach Proximan takes that timeout. 3:48 to go in the half. It's Pitt Colgan 23, Valley Heights 12. We'll take the full timeout and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company would like to take a moment to congratulate all area schools on their accomplishments in both academics and sports. Did you know that since 1989, Cook & Company has been locally manufacturing high-quality products for your home? They offer a number of job benefits like health insurance, 401k, vacation, and holiday pay. Go to cookandco.com and get details. Right now, they're hiring for summer help. Go to cookandco.com to find out more. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 117 years. Farmers Cooperative is constantly looking for ways to help their producers become more successful. Allow them to serve you with their quality people, products, and services. Farmers Cooperative would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business. And they're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports. Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, Maddie Vermetten drives inside, gets hammered on the arm, and she'll go to the free throw line and shoot 2. Exactly what Valley Heights needed out of the timeout. As they get that on Lily Brown, that will be her first. Just the third team foul. Vermetten to the free throw line. Her first is wide left. Maddie on the year is only 53% from the stripe. She averages 3 free throws shot a game. And her second one is well short. So she misses both, and the rebound goes to Pitt Colgan, who leads by 11 with 3:35 to go in the half. Yagmore kicks it out to the right wing. Valley Heights now in a man-to-man. Yagmore out on top. Valley Heights is in his zone for a few possessions, and now a ball knocked free by Youngerberg. It's retrieved by Crossland. Back right side, Yagmore. She'll dribble in the right corner. Flick it out to Crossland. She crosses over, and now she'll back it back out with 3:13 to go in the half. Colgan leads by 11. Crossland with the basketball in the right wing. Crosses over to the back left wing. Kicks it in the corner. They're going to get a reach-in foul going on Emma Turber, I believe. Yeah, it's going to be on Emma reaching in. That'll be her first. And so Merck will check out. Aggie Turber back into the game with 3:05 to go in the half. Torrance catches the basketball out on the top of the key. Gets it back on the left wing. She'll put up a 3, and it's off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound, though, for Brown. Now the ball is knocked loose. Crossland's got it. She'll kick it back to Yagmore. Left side of the floor. A jumper by Root is no good. Rebound to Emma Youngerberg. Here's Kat now in transition. Kat quickly into the forecourt. Dribbles to the right wing. Crosses over. Dribbles it out to the elbow and out of the foul line. Stop speed to the baseline to Youngerberg, but it's through her legs and out of bounds. That'll be turnover number 6 for the Mustangs with 2:40 to go. Valley Heights just cannot get in any type of flow here tonight so far. Not necessarily anything Colgan's doing. Just maybe the mind moving a little bit too fast right now for the Mustangs. Got to get something going. Down by 11 right now with 2:32 to go in quarter number 2. Yagmore in trouble out into the timeline. Flicks it back right side to Crossland. She'll cross over. Then she nearly lost out of bounds, but she has to retrieve it. Now Brown brings a near side here to Yagmore. She'll dribble the right hand back up to the Power Cat logo at center court. Now the elbow to Brown. The freshman travels. Shuffled her pivot foot. That's turnover number 7 on the Panthers as Imhoff will come back into the game to replace Root. This last 2:15 is so crucial for Valley Heights. They've trailed the majority of this first half. If they can find a way to get this down to a 6-7 point game at half, that would be big. Kat Turber gets into Maggie. She'll step back near the logo. Right side of the floor, here's Kat. Down low to Emma Turber. The ball goes through her hands. It's into the hands of Maggie. She'll drive in, spin, flick up a shot off the window. It's no good. Fight for the rebound. Emma Turber taps it in the corner, but it's going to be last touch by Emma, and it will be Colgan basketball. Coach Proxerman now pleading with his girls to get tougher on the inside. He's been all on them the last two possessions. He's thinking they're not playing very strong right now. 1:45 to go in the half. Yagmo on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Gets it off to the right wing to Torrance, and she travels. Eighth turnover now for the Panthers, but the Mustangs have not been able to capitalize on all of these turnovers that the Panthers have put forth here tonight. Kat Turber out on top. Flips her right side to Maddie Vermetten. Now Youngerberg on the elbow. A lot of contact, no whistle. Now Emma Turber. Back right side, Maddie. Dribbles to the baseline. Backs down. Cross-court pass to Kat. Up on top, Youngerberg. Now right side of the floor to Vermetten. She'll drive all the way in the middle of the lane. Scoop layup off the windows. No good. Youngerberg, an offensive rebound. Her follow, no good. A lot of contact, no whistle. And the Panthers will take it the other way. Grouch Proxerman not happy with the officiating crew. And now another travel. Colgan turns it over for the ninth time. Coach Proxman was not happy about that last exchange. He thought there was should have been a foul. There was a lot of contact. And he still is all over the official. Valley Heights with the basketball, trailing by 11, 23-12. 1:05 to go in the first half. Maddie Vermetten back between the rings to Maggie. Maggie Turber back to back out. She'll cross over. Pick up the dribble, flick it left side of Vermetten. Here's Emma Turber in the left corner. Back on top, Kat. Pumps on the three, now drives to the free throw line. Spins, drives right lane line, flicks up a shot off the window, banks it home. Top tank by Kat Turber. She's got five all here in the second. And it's down to a 9-point game with 41 ticks to go. In the left corner, here's Crossman with the basketball. Guarded by Vermetten. 35 seconds to go. Pass inside, ball knocked free. It's loose. Into the hands of Brown. She'll put up a 15-footer. It's too strong. We're going to get a foul underneath going on Colgan. And that will go on Lauren Torrance. That will be her second. So she is going to have to come out of the game. And it will be Root who will come back in to replace her. So a big possession here for Valley Heights. Down by 9, 27.5 to go in the second quarter. As mentioned a minute ago, if Valley Heights can get this down to a 5-6-7 point game at halftime, they'll feel a lot better. Emma Youngerberg on top of 20 seconds to go. Cat on the right wing. Back to Emma. Drives baseline. Pulls it from 6 feet and rattles it home. 4 points for Emma Youngerberg. It's down to a 7-point game with 9 seconds to go. Youngerberg in the front court. Flicks it right side to Brown. In the middle of the lane to Root. Ball knocks free. Root gets it back and she'll lay it off the window and in at the buzzer. Score for Root. And one half of basketball in the book. After two quarters, it's Pitt Colgan 25, Valley Heights 16. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the first half stat here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
With winter behind us, the next thing on your agenda will be planting. To prevent downtime, you can rely on Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer. With 6 locations between Kansas and Nebraska, we give you access to fully trained technicians, always ready to check your equipment and get you ready for the busy upcoming months. Bring in your machinery now and take advantage of our inspection programs. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products. at WanklinOil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at BlueValley.net.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back inside Bramblers Coliseum here on the campus of Kansas State University in Manhattan. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Tillman, our man, back in the studios. 2A state semifinals on the girls' side. It's Pitt Colgan 25, Valley Heights 16 here at the break. Well, it was close early throughout the first quarter. It was back and forth. Colgan led 10-7 after one. But Colgan went on a big run. They hit two threes in a row by Lauren Yagmore and one by Caitlin Crossland, and led by as many as 12 there in the first half. Valley Heights has came back, got it to within 7 with 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. But Riley Root had a layup at the buzzer for Pitt Colgan to push the lead back to 9 here at intermission. Looking at the first half stats, we'll start with Valley Heights. They had 6 turnovers, 3 each quarter. Only hit 1 3. That was from Kat Turber. 1 of 4 from the free throw line. And it's Kat Turber leading the way with 5, 4 apiece for Maddie Vermette and Emma Youngerberg, 3 for Emma Turber. Colgan, meanwhile, they had 9 turnovers in the first half. Valley Heights could take advantage of that. 2 threes for the Panthers, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Both of those come from Caitlin Crossland. 8 points for freshman Lily Brown, 7 for Caitlin Crossland, 4 for Riley Root, 3 for Emily Imhoff, as the Panthers again lead 25-16 here at intermission. And something that happened Tuesday night, that I did an interview today talking about this game with Jeff Wirtz of the TBL Spotlight. He asked me, you know, what I thought was key here tonight. And I said, you know, well, Tuesday night, it didn't end up hurting Valley Heights, but they missed a lot of easy shots around the rim. And early on in this game, that was exactly the case for Valley Heights. They had 3 or 4 possessions where they had 4 or 5 good looks within the painted area, and they could not convert. And I think that's a big thing when you look at Valley Heights here in this game as well. That's been the difference. They've missed a lot of shots on the inside. We get our live stats here at halftime. It'll be interesting to see what the Mustangs shot there in that first half, and now we'll get them and get a big good look. It couldn't have been in a great clip. Valley Heights in that first half shot just 28%, 7 of 25, 12% from three-point land, 1 of 8. You look at the flip side, Colgan, 55% from the floor, 37.5% from 3, 3 of 8. So there's your difference right there. The fact that Valley Heights shot just 28% in the first half, while Colgan shot 55%. And when you look at the turnovers, actually Pitt Colgan, they have him down for 10, but only 6, again, for Valley Heights. So that's something that at least is a positive for the Mustangs as well. And rebounding, I mean, is fairly similar. Valley Heights with 11 offensive rebounds. They've limited Colgan to just 5 offensive rebounds so far here tonight. But as you should look at it, the shooting percentage just has not been there so far through 2 quarters for these Valley Heights girls. But again, our halftime score, Pitt Colgan 25, Valley Heights 16. Let's take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll take a look at the bracket, take a look at some other classifications. We've got another championship game coming up tomorrow for involving an area team. We'll talk about that as well when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Come to Derland Auto Parts in Seneca, Kansas. We're CarQuest and the parts house made for you. Helpful service with a smile. We go the extra mile. Our counter people are the best at what they do. Commercial trucks and big rigs.
cars, trucks, and tractors, all hydraulics and the parts you're looking for. Durland Auto Parts, your CarQuest store.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, is where you'll find everything for your yard and garden projects. They have grass seed, fertilizers, lawn sprays, and for your garden, bulk sweet corn seed, beans, peas, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Of course, they also have garden and yard equipment you can rent. Tillers, sprayers, grass seeders, and a full line of tools to help you with your project. At Heinen True Value, just ask Reynolds. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Welcome back here inside Bramblers Coliseum in the 2A state tournament semifinals. Johnny came back with you. Valley Heights trailing Pitt Colgan 25-16 here at intermission. Just a minute or so until we start the third quarter. Let's take a quick look at this bracket again, how it shapes up. Sterling is already into the state championship game tomorrow. They have the number one overall seed at 21-1 coming in to the quarterfinals. They won their opening round game over Trago Joaquini. That was a big game. 20-3 was Trago Joaquini. And it was a close game. Actually, Sterling trailed at halftime on Tuesday night, ended up coming back to win that by about 12 or 13. And Sterling beat Garden Plain earlier today, 69-52. So they're into the title game tomorrow. That'll be played at 6 o'clock. And our second semifinal here, Valley Heights and Colgan. Colgan with a 25-16 lead here at intermission. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have, I guess tomorrow afternoon, I should say, this Methuen girls. They'll play for a 3A state championship. That'll be at the Hutch Sports Arena. They'll take on number one seed Cheney. What a win for the Methuen girls last night on a buzzer beater by Leah Renier, who beat Huguenin 57-55. So the Bethel girls, they won a volleyball championship inside of Hutch earlier this year, and now they're going to go for a state basketball championship. So here we go. Set to start the third quarter. Valley Heights will have the five to start of the game. Emma Turber, Emma Youngeberg, Maddie Vermetten, Maggie Turber, Kat Turber. Valley Heights will have the basketball. They'll start from right to left in their home whites. Colgan in their road blues. With that, we're underway. Kat Turber will control the basketball out on top of the Mustang. Picks up her dribble, picks the left side of the floor to Maddie Vermetten. Inside of Youngeberg, she'll back down. Spin as she double dribbles. Seventh turnover for the Mustangs. Coach Broxman's telling her, just be strong with the basketball. Take one power dribble and just go up and shoot it. Nobody's going to stop you. So Colgan with the basketball, leading by nine. Root at the top of the key. Valley Heights starts in a man-to-man. Crossland out between the rings. Crossland, Torrance, Root, and Yagmore Brown, the five out there. Brown on the right wing. Takes it cross-court to Root. She pumps on a three and travels. Tenth turnover now for Colgan. And Valley Heights will have the basketball back down by nine. 7:25 to go, third quarter. Maddie Vermenten on the left wing. Back out on top to Emma Turber. Emma Youngerberg calling for the basketball. She'll get out of the lane, and then the ball knocked out of bounds by Emily Imhoff. So it's checked into the game. Kat Turber kicks it off to Emma Turber. Al Youngerberg, top of the key. Spins, faces up, clicks it right side to Kat. She'll pick it up, back to Emma on the inside. Dribbles, goes up through contact, no call. Fight for the rebound. Emma's got it. She'll stick it back up and in. Great hustle by Emma Youngerberg. She's got six. And it's back to a seven-point game with 6:50 to go. Free throw line, Brown drives in, kicks the ball to the baseline. That's knocked out of bounds, and it will stay with Pitt Colgan. 6:47 to go, third quarter, 25-18. Colgan leads with the basketball at the baseline. Crossman will trigger it in. Flicks it in the middle of the lane to Brown. She'll spin. Flick it half out on top to Yagmore. Yagmore to the baseline. In the left corner to Crossland. Dribbles inside. Stops. Pulls up from 15 feet. It's off the back rim. Rebound is going to be yanked away by Emma Turber. She'll hand it off to Kat. Kat quickly into the front court. Stops at the top of the key. Backing down. Now spins over to the right wing. Kat still with the basketball. Gets to the free throw line. Spins. Forces up a shot that's no good. Emma Youngerberg. Another rebound. She'll put it up and in. And one. That's exactly what Coach Brockman was telling Youngerberg two possessions ago. You're one of the best players in the state. Just go up strong with the basketball. And that's exactly what she's done on the last two possessions. She's got 8 points now in the game and will try to complete a three-point play. I'm off, checks out. Torrance back into the game for Pitt Colgan. Youngerberg to the free throw line for the first time. 55% on the year. High-arcing free throw is too strong. Offensive rebound for Emma Turber. She'll spin, force up a shot. It's no good. And the rebound will be taken away by Pitt Colgan. And now we're going to get a stepping out of bounds as Lily Brown, the freshman. Good pressure by Kat Turber. And Coach Barabi is going to take a timeout. Valley Heights with a run, down by just five. Trailing by nine at halftime, a 4-0 spurt. And with a timeout on the floor, 6:12 to go in the third quarter. It's Pitt Colgan, 25. Valley Heights, 20. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, 6:12 to go, third quarter, it's 25-20. Valley Heights on a 4-0 run here to start the second half. Maddie Vermenten on the left wing, flicks it in the left corner to Emma Turber. Down low to Youngerberg, she'll spin it off the window and in. A quick stick for Emma Youngerberg, and it's back to a three-point game with under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Yagmore back on top, Crossland. She crosses over the foul line, spins inside, runs over a defender. They're going to count the basket and one. Oh, no, they're going to count. Yeah, they are going to count the basket. It'll be a blocking foul, and Crossland will go to the free throw line to try to complete a three-point play. Coach Brockman not too happy about it. As Youngerberg and Maggie Turber both trying to wall up and take a charge. And so Crossland counts the basket. She'll head to the line now for one. 9 points in the game, make it 10. If she nails the free throw, she's 3-for-3 tonight. It's a 28-22 Pitt Colgan lead, 5:45 to go, third quarter. Kat Turber in the right corner, flicks to the middle lane to Maddie Vermenten, dribbles to the baseline, forces up a shot with the right hand, it rattles in and out. Rebound, it will go to Root, and they're going to call a foul on Maddie Vermenten, reaching on the raw arm of Riley Root. Maddie will pick up foul number two. So 5:35 to go, third quarter. Colgan with the basketball, leading 28-22. I'm off out on top. Flicks left of the front court to Ruth. Now one of the hands of Yagmore, guarded by Maggie Turbo. Dribbles it up on top, feet to the middle of the lane. Ball knocked free by Emma Youngerberg. Taken by the Mustangs. Two on one. driving inside. Maggie Turber flicked off the window. Her shot's no good. And the rebound is going to be pulled away by Brown of Pitt Colgan. Now pressure in the backcourt. Get it off to Yagmore. She'll get it across the timeline. Now numbers the other way. Cross it inside. Ball knocked free by Emma Youngerberg. Cross-court pass, Imhoff, right wing three. It's wide right, airballed out of bounds, and it will be Valley Heights basketball. 4:56 to go in the third quarter. Valley Heights down by six, and with the basketball operating from right to left in their home white uniforms. Maddie Vermenten dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it to the right corner to Maggie Turber. She'll drive baseline, get cut off. Nearly traveled. Now Emma tries to go up and under, flicks up a shot that's no good. Emma Youngerberg there, cut it and one. 8 points in the third quarter for Emma Youngerberg, single-handedly keeping Valley Heights in this game. She's got 12, and she'll go to the line and try to complete a three-point play. Substitutions for Valley Heights. Abigail Steinfer back into the game. We'll also see Taya Smith, a 5'7 sophomore in there for the first time with 4:40 to go in the third. Youngerberg 0 for 1 from the line. Free throw here, good. 13 for Youngerberg, 9 of them here in the third quarter. It's down to a 3-point game, 28-25. Pitt Colgan, 4:35 to go in the third. Yagmore out on the right wing, guarded by Steinfer. Picks up her dribble, in trouble. Flicks it right side, it's in the hands of Root. She'll cross over, a lot of pressure by Kat Turber, and now here's Crossland. Into the right corner, goes Crossland with a right-handed dribble, and she carries the basketball. As she takes that back, she just stepped on the sideline, didn't know where she was. Colgan's turned it over now four times here in the third. And the Mustangs will have it back with 4:17 to go, trailing by three. Smith left of the wing, dribbles one to the right hand, flicks it cross-court to Kat. Inside to Emma Turber, she'll catch, put it off the window, and in. Five for Emma Turber. That's a one-point game. 28-27. Colgan and a timeout taken by the Panthers. 4:02 to go, third quarter. After being down double digits, the Mustangs now trail by one as we'll take a timeout and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
March is National Social Work Month. Every day, the nation's 680,000 social workers have tenacity and talent. They confront some of the most challenging issues facing individuals, families, and communities. They create solutions that help people reach their full potential and make our community a better place to live. We would like to acknowledge Krista Stahlbaumer for her caring and support of our community and our patients at Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Out of the timeout, 4:02 to go, third quarter. The Mustangs trailed by 9 at the half and by double digits in the first half, but it's now just a one-point Colgan lead. The Panthers will have the basketball as they operate from left to right in their road blue uniforms. Yagmore at the center circle, flicks it left to the elbow to Torrance. Back to Yagmore, who dribbles in the left corner. Now Brown holds the ball high above her head, looking to get it inside to Crossland. Now Brown will dribble the right hand of the wing. Cross-court pass into the hands of Torrance. Left side, crossing with it again. Dribbles with the right hand of the wing, into the corner to Yagmore. Lost it, got it back, and now Torrance in the corner. Back to Yagmore, out of the front court. 3:30 to go, third quarter. Yagmore to the free throw line. Back out to Riley Root. Inside the middle of the lane. Here's Torrance, the jumper. It's good. Torrance in the middle of the lane has her first points of the night. 30-27, Colgan, 3:15 to go. Here in the third quarter, Colgan now in a 2-3 zone. Emma Turb on the left wing, dribbles it back out on top. Picks it up, feeds it off to the elbow to Steinfurt. Now Smith to the baseline, 10-footer, airballed long, and they're going to get a foul going over the back on Emma Turber. That will be her second. Maddie Vermenten will check back into the game to replace Emma Turber. And with 3 minutes to go, Pitt Colgan will have the basketball back, leading by three. The Valley Heights will stay in a man-to-man as we're under 3 minutes to go. Third quarter action here inside Brambridge Coliseum in the 2A Girls State Tournament. Lily Brown on the right wing, picks up her dribble, flicks it back out on top to Crossland, who's got Smith on her. Crossland crosses over the middle lane, lost the basketball, stolen away by Youngerberg. Kicked up ahead, Kat Turber, a breakaway. Tries right lane line, stops, puts it off the window, and she missed it. Brown yanks away the rebound. What an opportunity for Valley Heights. Now Colgan the other way. Right side ball poked out of bounds by Youngerberg. Man, what a good look, though, for Cat Turber. Just couldn't convert. Yagmore was able to get back and just force Cat to kind of fumble the ball a little bit, and that was the difference. 2:20 to go here in the third. 30-27, Pitt Colgan. Riley Root on the right wing. Dribbles to the free throw line. Stops, tries to go up and under. Now here's Torrance, the free throw line jumper. It's wide left. Smith with a rebound for Valley Heights. He'll kick it off to Cat. Quickly across the timeline is Cat. 5'6 junior, one of the better point guards we've seen this year, and now a near steal. Steinford inside to Matty Vermette, and Jules Jorb contact. Missed the bunny, got it back. Flicks it out to Smith, now Cat. Right side of the floor, Steinford. Into the right corner to Matty Vermette. Cat Turber wants the basketball badly on the left wing. Steinford crosses over, feeds to the baseline to Vermette. She'll spin, face up, get inside, force up a jumper, it's short. Offensive rebound, Youngerberg. She puts up a shot and rattles it home. 15 points for Emma Youngerberg. 11 of them have come here in the third quarter alone. Valley Heights back within one, 1:25 to go. Yagmore drives in. A lot of contact, and they're going to call a blocking foul. That's on Youngerberg. That's going to be her third. It is going to be on Youngerberg, her third. And we'll see Emma Turber back into the game for Youngerberg. Also, Kaylee Scala in there for the first time. 5'9 sophomore for Valley Heights. 1:17 to go. Colgan with a baseline out of bounds. Torrance up on top to Root, guarded tightly by Cat. Into the right corner, here's Yagmore. Steinford on her. Yagmore crosses over to the foul line. Back right side, Torrance. Looking inside for Brown, nothing there. Now Brown has it on the right elbow. Feeds it inside. Imhoff with the layup, no good, but a foul. And Emily Imhoff will go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. It was right at 1 minute to go in the third quarter. So that'll go on Kaylee Scala, her first. Imhoff to the free throw line for the first time tonight. On the year, Imhoff, 63%. First one is wide right. One more free throw coming for Emily Imhoff as we've got right at 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Colgan with a one-point advantage. Second free throw for Imhoff is in and out, and the rebound will go to Valley Heights. Steinfurth got in the backcourt, so get it off the Cat. And the Mustangs now have a chance to take the lead after trailing by double digits in the first half. In the right corner, Matty Vermette dribbles inside. Flicks it to the baseline, Emma Turber, 10-footer, in and out. Rebound to Torrance, up pick Colgan. Great look for Emma Turber. You'll take that shot every day of the week. Imhoff dribbles in the right corner. 35 seconds to go in the third. Root, a three, no. Offensive rebound for Torrance on the left baseline. Backs down, goes up and under, and gets fouled. She got hit on the side of the head, says the referee. And Torrance will go to the free throw line. I didn't see who they got that on. I think it might have been on Emma Turber, but we'll see. First free throw by Torrance is short. I think actually it said it's on Cat, so that'll be her first. Torrance missed the first. She will shoot one more. Torrance on the year, 61%. She knocks down the second. 3 points for Torrance, 31-29. Pitt Colgan leads with 25-6 to go in the third quarter. Pitt Colgan stays in a 2-3 zone. Cat Turber will dribble down on the left wing. 17 seconds now. Cat still with the ball between the rings, dribbling with the left hand all the way to the baseline. Feeds it inside to Matty Vermette. Lost it. Now in the corner, Cat, a three, short. Rebound will go to Torrance. Up Pitt Colgan, but it's stolen away by Emma Turber. She'll drive in, flick up a shot, but it's an offensive foul. Third foul on Emma Turber. Probably the right call. Emma was a little bit out of control. So that'll be her third foul, and now 1.8 to go here in the third quarter. Colgan will have the basketball. Brown out. Root out. They're just going to get it in to Crossland. She'll just hold on to it. And now she'll throw on three-quarter court. It's well short. We've reached the end of three quarters of play. But after trailing by 9 at halftime, Valley Heights down by just 2 as we head to the fourth quarter. Should be a fun one. Stay tuned with us here inside Bramblage Coliseum. Your score after 3 quarters of play, Pitt Colgan 31, Valley Heights 29, the fourth quarter when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
FM KMZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Valley Heights trails by 2, 31-29. The right to play Sterling for a 2A state title on the line. Colgan will start with the basketball. They'll move from left to right here in this fourth quarter. Out there they've got Crossland, Root, Yagmore, Torrance, and Brown. Valley Heights counters with Maggie Turber, Kat Turber, Emma Turber, Maddie Vermette and Emma Youngerberg. Crossland a 3. Bang! 13 for Caitlin Crossland. Her second 3-pointer of the game. And Pitt Colgan goes back up by 5, 34-29. Maggie Turber in trouble. Into the left corner of it. Maddie Vermette. Now Youngerberg spins. Shoots over her left shoulder and hits. 17 for Emma Youngerberg. 13 of them here in the second half alone. 34-31, Pitt Colgan leads, 7:20 to go. Crossland in the right corner, guarded by Maddie Vermette. Crossland still holds it on the right hip, now starts a left-handed dribble. Took it all the way back on top to the Powercat logo and back it out near midcourt. Flicks it left to the elbow to Torrance. Inside, ball knocked free, but they're going to call a foul on Kat Turber. And I think that's going to be her third. It is going to be number 3 on cap. And not only that, it's going to send Lily Brown to the free throw line for a 1-1. Brown on the year, 67%, and her free throw is no good. Rebound to Valley Heights. The Mustangs back with the basketball, down one possession. Quickly up ahead, here's Maddie Vermette. Now it's the count on the left wing. Inside Youngerberg. Nice pass inside Turber. And it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be, next time back, it'll stay with Valley Heights. So Lily Brown knocked it out. She stepped on the baseline, so it'll stay with the Mustangs. Youngerberg, middle lane, powers up and rattles it home. 19 for Emma Youngerberg, and it's back to a one-point game with 6:45 to go. 34-33, Pitt Colgan. Yagmore out on top, dribbles to the right elbow. Dribble handoff, Crossland, she'll get inside. Run over, defender, they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to call it on Crossland. Youngerberg walled up, just stood there, put her arm straight in the air, and Coach Brockerman is clapping for his junior post, who was playing out of her mind here in the second half. And Youngerberg also favoring her nose. She got kind of elbowed there in the nose, trying to take that charge. Valley Heights with a chance to take the lead. Kat Turber up on top. Here's Maggie on the left wing. Dribbles it back out, now spins, gets inside, but she carried the basketball. Eighth turnover for the Mustangs. And Pitt Colgan will have it back, leading by one with 6:24 remaining. Still a lot of time left in this game. Over 6 minutes remain. Yagmore slowly walks the ball across the timeline. Maggie Turber waits to greet her. Yagmore now to the baseline. Spins back, picks up her dribble, in trouble. And here's Brown to the baseline. Cross-court pass stolen away by Maddie Vermette. She'll bring it the other way. A 1-on-2. Maddie stops, flips it over the front of the rim, and it rattles home. From 12 points down in the first half, Valley Heights now leads 35-34 with under 6 minutes to go. Colgan has turned it over 15 times tonight. Nearly travel again. Crossland out on the left wing. Brown out on top. Thought about a triple. Now rips through. Drives to the baseline. Has it poked free. Into the hands of Root. Now Brown back on the left elbow. Spins. Rips through. Puts up a jumper. It's short. Youngerberg with a rebound for Valley Heights. The Mustangs with all the momentum here in the second half. Trailing by 9 at the half. They now lead by 1. Maddie Vermette inside of Emma Turber, but the ball through her hands and turned over. picked up by Torrance, but she travels. So Valley Heights will have it right back. And with 5:20 to go, the Mustangs will have it from the baseline, leading 35-34. Addie Vermenton will be the trigger man. Still looking to get it in. Flicks it all the way out on top. Cat Server retrieves it between the rings. Cat, Maggie, Emma, Youngerberg, and Maddie Vermenton. Cat pull-up jumper from the middle of the lane is no good. Rebound to Crossland. She'll flick it up ahead to Emily Eihoff. She drives in, and she gets bumped and fouled. And that is going to be number 4 on Emma Youngerberg, who kind of tweaked her knee a little bit as well. But that is going to be, more importantly, number 4 on Youngerberg, who's been the best player on the floor here tonight. With 19 points, but it is her 4th. It will send Emily Eihoff to the free throw line. He was 0-2 tonight. 5:06 to go. Eihoff first free throw is well short. Abigail Steinfeld will come in to replace Youngerberg. Eihoff again, not a bad free throw shooter, 63% on the year. Second one from the righty is rattled in. So she's got 4. And we're tied at 35. 5 minutes to go. And now a near carry by Kat Serber. She had her hand on the basketball, though. Now the ball tapped out of bounds by Root, and it'll stay with Valley Heights. Mick Colgan faithful wanted a carry. Didn't get it. And here's Lily Brown back into the game for Colgan. Steinfeld will toss it in from right in front of the Valley Heights bench. Into Maggie Turber. Into the corner to Maddie Vermenton. Now Steinfeld. She'll dribble inside, stop, pick it out in the right corner to Maddie Vermenton. She drives baseline, gets double teamed, off to Emma Turber. Now Steinfeld, right elbow J, too strong off the back iron. Offensive rebound though for Maddie Vermenton. Steinfeld, Cat, ripped around Maggie. Emma's calling for the basketball, they don't get it to her. Now Maggie tries to feed inside, but it's kicked out of bounds by Yagmore. Maggie Turber will toss it in, 4:36 to go, tied at 35. Maggie still looking to key it in. Still looking. Finally gets it into Maddie Vermenton. Now here's Emma. A right elbow 3. Short. Offensive rebound is going to be yanked away, actually, by Crossland, who will steal the rebound away from Maggie Turber. Crossland into the front court. Dribbles to the wing. Now all the way to the left corner. Spins it back out on top to Root. She'll try a deep triple. It's off the back rim. Long rebound will go to Maggie Turber in the back court. Gets it off to Cat as we're under 4:15 to go. In tight at 35. The right to play Sterling for a 2A state title on the line. Maggie Turber left to the head of the circle. Dribbles inside. Nearly traveled. Now Maddie Vermenton back inside. Emma Turber rips underneath. Throws up a shot that's short. And the rebound will go to Root of Pitt Colgan. Good look for Emma Turber, but kind of rushed it a little bit. Now Yagmore in transition. Torrance in the right corner to the baseline to Brown. And we're going to get a timeout taken by Pitt Colgan. Timeout on the floor. 3:49 to go. What a game we have. Tied at 35. Come back with us. This should be a fun finish. Here on 92.1 KMZ8 and online at MSCSports.net.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Gansaland Radio.
.349 to go out of the timeout. We're tying at 35. Valley Heights trailed 25-16 at the half. Got back to within 2 going into the fourth quarter. Had a brief 35-34 lead. But now after a free throw, game tied at 35. Pitt Colgan will have it baseline out of bounds here out of the timeout. Lauren Yagmore will trigger it in. Referee hands her the basketball. Kicks it out to the right wing to Lauren Torrance. Top of the key to Root. Left side now, here's Crossland. She'll back out with Maddie Vermenton guarding her. Crossland still with the basketball. Crosses over the middle of the lane. Nearly got away with the travel. Now Brown has a shot blocked away by Katzerber. Ball loose on the floor. Yagmore's got it. And she'll flick it back out to the left wing to Lauren Torrance. Yagmore dribbles inside. Flicks up a wild shot. That's in and out. Emma Turber with a rebound for Valley Heights. It's been a ton of contact in this game. They're letting them play. Love it here in the state tournament. Steinford on the left wing. Looking inside for Emma Turber. Now upon top to Maddie Vermetten. Flicked inside with the ball. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. No, not tipped. It'll just be a turnover for Valley Heights. He turned it over for the 10th time. 3:04 to go. We're tied at 35. Crossland at the center circle, standing on the Power Cat logo, dribbles with the right hand for Pitt Colgan. Crosses over on Vermetten. Emma Youngerberg going to check into the next end ball. Brown now, she travels. 17th turnover for Pitt Colgan. And here comes Youngerberg back into the lineup with four fouls. 2:48 to go. At this point, you got to have your best players in the game. She fouls out, but you got to have your best players here in crunch time. 2:48 to go, tied at 35. Valley Heights out there with Kat Turber, Emma Youngerberg, Maggie Turber, Emma Turber, and Maddie Vermetten. Colgan will counter with Yangmore, Torrance, Imhoff, Crossland, and now for the first time we'll see Greta Eisen, a 5'7 sophomore. Big time to see your first opportunity. Maddie Vermetten inside her shot, no good, but she got fouled on the arm. And Maddie Vermetten out of the free throw line for two big ones with 2:38 to go. Maddie is 0-2 from the stripe tonight. Those were in the second quarter. On the year, 53%. First free throw is too strong. It bends off the back rim and then falls off the front of the rim. Substitution for Pitt Colgan. We'll have Riley Root back into the game to replace Eisen. Just came in for a quick second. And now one more free throw for Maddie Vermetten, looking to give Valley Heights the lead. And it's good. 7 for Maddie Vermetten. 2:38 to go. It's 36-35 Valley Heights. Can the Mustangs now get a stop? Torrance between the rings. Dribbles with the right hand of the free throw line. Kicks into the right corner to Yagmore. She'll rip through, get all the way inside. Scoop shot layup. No good. Rebound yanked away by Maddie Vermetten. She'll get it off to Cat. Cat kicks it up ahead. Maggie. The left wing. Maggie backs it down. Kicks it back out to Cat. She lost it in the backcourt. Flicked up ahead and out of bounds. That's turnover number 11 for the Mustangs. Pitt Colgan will have it back. 2:13 to go. 36-35 Valley Heights. Yagmore controls it out on top for the Panthers. Panthers have scored just 10 points here in the second half. Crossland gets the screen out on top. Dribbles to the elbow. Kicks into the corner to Yagmore. I'm off, back to Yagmore in the middle of the lane to Root. She'll rip through, go up, and get smacked on the arm hard by Emma Turber. And that will be now her fourth. So now Youngerberg and Emma Turber, each with four fouls, and Riley Root to the free throw line to try to tie or possibly give Colgan the lead. Root has not been to the free throw line yet tonight. Her first free throw here is in there. 5 for Root. Willie Brown back into the game to replace Imhoff. Root will shoot one more. She's only 58% on the year. And this one to give Colgan the lead back with 1:48 remaining. And it's no good. Rebound to Emma Turber, and Valley Heights will have it back. The game time at 36, 1:40 to go. Emma, now ball stolen away. Maggie Turber turns it over. Stealing the ball is Root. Up on top to the right wing is Crossland. Dribbles to the free throw line. All the way inside. Scoop layup off the window is no good. And they're going to call a foul on Youngerberg, maybe, or was that on Cat? This is a big, big call. Who is it on? It is on Emma Youngerberg, and that's number 5. Emma Youngerberg will end her night with 19 points, including 15 of them here in the second half. And it'll send Lily Brown to the free throw line for two shots and 1:25 on the clock. Brown's 0-for-1 tonight. Her first free throw here rattles home. Brown on the year, 68%. Second free throw from the tall righty freshman is good. 10 for Brown. That gives Colgan a 38-36 lead with 1:20 to go. Cat Serber into the front court. Dribbles all the way to the baseline. Nearly traveled. Maddie Vermette and back out Cat. Right corner three is short. Rebound, though, is going to be yanked away by Maggie Turber, and she'll lay it up and in. First points of the night for Maggie Turber. We're tied at 38. 1:07 to go. Yagmore nearly turned it over. Gets to the free throw line. It's into Crossland. Dribble hanging off to the right elbow. Crossland now backs out. We're under a minute to go. Yagmore stands with the Power Cat logo at center court. She'll just hold on to the basketball. Colgan wants to take this clock down. Under now 50 seconds remaining. Yagmore just stands at center circle. Maggie Turber, the freshman, guarding her. 10 team fouls on Valley Heights, only 4 on Colgan, so Valley Heights has to be very careful. Yagmore now the center logo. Maggie Turber's going to come out and just at least make the referee start a count. Yagmore now gets it back left side, crosses the ball, thrown away by Maggie Turber. Right lane line drive, her layup is no good, she left it short. The rebound will go to Crosslet, 22 seconds to go, and Coach Farabi is going to take a timeout. Oh my goodness, Maggie Turber had a steal and an opportunity to give Valley Heights the lead with under 30 seconds to go, but she left it short, and now Colgan will have a chance to win it. We're going to keep it here with only 20.7 on the clock. But my goodness, what an opportunity for the freshman to be the hero here in the state tournament. Now Valley Heights, you just got to play defense. A hard 20 seconds and try to get the basketball to go, either that or get a block, a steal, or go to overtime. Dick Colgan, one timeout left. Valley Heights still has 4. So if you get a stop somehow, and if you're Coach Broxman, you can take a timeout. You've got plenty of them. Again, 10 team fouls on Valley Heights, only 4 on the Panthers. Colgan will have Torrance, Crossland, Root, Brown, and Yagmore, the 5 out there. 20.7 to go. It'll be Crossland to trigger it in. Into the backcourt to Yagmore. She'll cross the timeline with 18 seconds to go. Yagmore at the center court logo, guarded by Maggie Turber. 13 seconds. Yagmore back at midcourt with 10. Crosses over at 9, 8, 7. Crossland now, 6, 5, 4. Lost it. Kick to the baseline. Brown, the freshman, at 2. Rips 3, puts up the jumper. It's good. Game-winning shot for Lily Brown. And Pitt Colgan is headed to the 2A title game. The freshman comes up big for Pitt Colgan. 40-38 the final. And the Panthers are headed to the state championship game for the first time in school history. 40-38 the final. Brown the hero for the Panthers. He will take on Sterling tomorrow night in the 2A title game. Again, final score, Pitt Colgan 40, Valley Heights 38. On the jumper by Brown here on 92.1 KMZA. We'll take our post-game timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Did someone send you a check and ask you to send them money back? Maybe you won a prize and you're told to send back taxes and fees. Wait, you sold an item online and the buyer wants to overpay what you were asking. Be cautious. In each of those cases, you get a check and then they ask you to send money back. It's a scam. United Bank and Trust is here to help protect our community from fraud and scams such as these. If you are ever questioning a situation, please call the bank. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Chris Seymour, owner agent of Be Outdoors Real Estate. I got in the real estate market because I was already working with a lot of buyers and sellers and just kind of following my passion with the outdoors. It just made sense to go get a license and further that and help other people. Our website, beoutdoors.com. Design is state-of-the-art. It's in-house. We create it. We are up-to-date in technology. We're motivated. We're up-to-date with social media. Other companies are just kind of stagnant. They haven't changed. We're just not going to settle and be stagnant. Beoutdoors.com.
So,
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Add a Larson storm door to your home and you'll have new options for making your home more comfortable. And you can find Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca. The Larson storm door improves energy efficiency of the entryway by up to 80%, reduces maintenance needs, and helps the entry door perform better. Larson storm doors are available in styles and ventilating options to make your home more comfortable and protect your entry door with an additional layer of security. Find out more about Larson storm doors at Suthern Building Supply in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
MZA.
Heartbreak. That's the only word you can use to describe what just happened for the Valley Heights Mustangs. A buzzer beater by Pitt Colgan freshman Lily Brown wins it for the Panthers, 40-38. Valley Heights trailed by double digits in the first half, battled back, got within two going into the fourth quarter, took a brief lead in the fourth, had the game tied at 38. It had a breakaway layup by freshman Maggie Turber that went short the other way. Lily Brown out of a timeout hits the baseline jumper from 15 feet to win it for St. Mary's Colgan. Looking back at this game, I mean, it was back and forth in the first quarter. Colgan led 10-7 after the first. Then a 15-9 second by the Panthers put them up 9 going into halftime, led by as many as 12 there in the first half. And actually, Valley Heights had it down to a 7-point game with 10 seconds to go, but Colgan got a layup by Riley Root to end the second quarter to go back up by 9. Valley Heights, though, responded with big baskets by Emma Youngerberg, 11 of them in the third quarter alone to score 11 points there in that third quarter. She only had 4 at halftime, but 11 in the third to bring Valley Heights back to within 2 going into the fourth quarter at 31-29. Back and forth throughout the fourth. The other team led by more than 3 in that fourth quarter. But it's Colgan with a final shot at the buzzer by Lily Brown, the freshman, 40-38. It's interesting when you look at Brown. She didn't play much this season. She really came on in the final 10 games of the year. That's when she really started to play. And she ends up averaging 12 points a game in those 10 contests. And she ends up hitting the game winner here to send Colgan into the 2A title game tomorrow where they will take on Sterling at 6 o'clock. Final numbers, we'll start with Valley Heights, 13 turnovers, 1 3-pointer. They were just 3 of 8 from the free throw line. That was a big difference here tonight. Emma Youngerberg led the way with 19 big ones, including 15 of them here in the second half alone. Maddie Vermetten added 7, 5 apiece for Kat Turber and Emma Turber, 2 for Maggie Turber. The Mustangs in the year with a record of 21-2, but this team is going to be back next year. You can almost put that down. If you had money, you can make a bet. The Valley Heights Mustang girls are going to be back here. Only one senior, Emma Turber, who obviously plays a lot of minutes as a pivotal player on this team. But you look at the young players that Valley Heights has. They have the junior core of Kat Turber, Maddie Vermetten, and Emma Youngerberg. But you've got Steinford, a junior, Smith, a sophomore, Merck, a freshman, Maggie Turber, just a freshman, And they've also got a couple of good girls coming up in the middle school ranks as well. So Valley Heights, these girls are going to be very, very good for years to come. And they end their year here in third place at the 2A state tournament. Numbers for Colgan, meanwhile, they have 18 turnovers. They hit 4 3-pointers. They were 8 of 14 from the free throw line, led in scoring by Caitlin Crossland, who had 13 points. Lily Brown, she's the hero. She finished with 12. 5 for Riley Root, 4 for Emily Einhoff, and 3 apiece for Lauren Torrance and Lauren Yagmore. Vic Colgan now 19-3 on the year and will battle Sterling for the 2A state title coming up tomorrow night. That'll be at 6 o'clock here inside of Brambridge Coliseum. But again, final score here tonight, Vic Colgan 40, Valley Heights 38. We have to now pick our player to bank on, brought to you by the former State Bank of Onega. And for Valley Heights tonight, Emma Youngerberg, she's got to be our player of the game. 19 big ones tonight, including 15 of them in the second half to keep Valley Heights even in this game and have them come back before eventually losing at the buzzer 40-38. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have a state title game on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Sabetha Lady Blue Jays will play for a 3A state title. That'll be at 2 o'clock. They will take on number one ranked Cheney in the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Justin Fluke will have a call on that one on FM 103.9. KNZA, so make sure you check out that, NMSCSports.net as well. That's going to wrap things up for basketball coverage here on 92.1 KNZA for 2020-21 high school basketball season. Final score again tonight. Pitt Colgan moves on to the title game with a 40-38 win over Valley Heights, who wraps up the season with a record of 21-2. So for Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the studios, Kirk, thank you so much for all your work this year. This is Johnny Kane saying so long here from inside of Brambridge Coliseum. Have a great night, everybody.